This is Arkies in the Beltway, a look at national politics and the Arkansans influencing the discussions. I'm Alex Thomas, Washington correspondent for the Arkansas Democratic Gazette, reporting from the nation's capital. Thank you for joining us for this episode of Arkies in the Beltway for the week of June 23rd, 2024. Last week, rather quiet on Capitol Hill. Members of the U.S. House of Representatives away from Washington, the Senate not making much legislative progress on the floor. Senate Democrats attempted to pass a measure banning bump stocks, a response to the U.S. Supreme Court overturning the previous ban. The original prohibition went into place in the wake of the October 2017 shooting in Las Vegas, in which a gunman killed 60 people at a music festival and injured hundreds of others, shooting from his hotel room on the Las Vegas Strip. Nebraska Republican Pete Ricketts rose in objection to using unanimous consent to pass the related bill. Members of Arkansas's House delegation using the break to travel for business, Representative Frenchill of Little Rock participating in a trip to Nigeria focusing on counterterrorism, Representative Steve Womack of Rogers joining House Appropriations Committee colleagues in California for a field proceeding on next-generation military innovation. Senator John Bozeman emphasizing the importance of the United States international partnerships, as well as congressional participation in global affairs. Bozeman of Rogers and New Hampshire Senator Maggie Hassan discussing America's alliances as part of a talk last week. That event hosted by the McCain Institute, a nonpartisan organization and affiliate of Arizona State University, focused on the United States' role in international affairs. Late Senator John McCain helped create the organization. The McCain Institute connected the discussion to the 80th anniversary of the D-Day invasion and the creation of NATO 75 years ago. Bozeman helped lead a Senate delegation to France for events commemorating D-Day earlier this month. Hassan also participated in that trip.
Not only did we defend our country, but we defended Europe from the Russians so that they could go ahead and prosper themselves, so they could rebuild.
The United States and 11 other countries founded NATO in April 1949 as a tool for defending North American and European interests. Since then, membership has reached 32 nations. Bozeman previously was part of the NATO Parliamentary Assembly, which grants opportunities to lawmakers of various nations to understand and influence NATO policies.
I think NATO's been a great alliance. It hadn't been perfect, but it has been something that has stood the test of time. And it is a huge deterrent force.
Hassan recognized a trickling effect with the United States' involvement in NATO. She noted that during efforts to improve NATO's relationships amid the ongoing Russia-Ukraine war, the Biden administration has spent time to strengthen the United States' relationships with Japan and South Korea. Those moves in the face of an aggressive China in the Indo-Pacific.
The United States has really worked to kind of broker new agreements and a new sense of trust and progress in that relationship because it is so important to our ability to have a kind of buffer against China, but also obviously really important for the people of Japan and South Korea. Similarly, we've developed new relationships with Australia, very, very important in the South Pacific as a way of saying to China, but really to autocrats around the world, we will stand for freedom, we will build friendships and alliances, because what binds people who believe in individual freedom and democracy is so much greater and so much stronger than any of the other differences we have.
The United States will host a NATO summit in Washington next month. Those meetings are set to begin July 9th. The first presidential debate is Thursday, CNN hosting President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump in Atlanta, both candidates opting not to take part in debates organized by the Commission on Presidential Debates. The event comes nearly a month after a New York jury found Trump guilty on 34 charges over falsifying records to cover up a hush money payment to porn actor Stormy Daniels. The debate is set to begin at 8 o'clock Central Thursday evening. As for Congress, the House will be back in Washington next week. Senators will be away from the nation's capital. And that'll do it for this edition of Arkies in the Beltway for the week of June 23rd, 2024. You can stay up to date with all news involving Arkansas at ArkansasOnline.com. You can get in touch with me on social media. My handle is at Alex House Thomas. Special thanks to the team down in Little Rock. I'm Alex Thomas, and this has been Arkies in the Beltway. Thanks for listening.